Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for this Tuesday, going to be generally cloudy, a little breezy, but mild, high near 62 degrees. In Kenosha right now, it is 57, 58 in Burlington, 57 degrees in Milwaukee, and 56 in Racine. Police in Mount Pleasant arresting the driver of a pickup truck for failing to yield to another truck while making a turn to go south onto 90th Street from Highway 20 about 10:30 last night. It caused a collision that sent the passenger from the Chris Hetchler vehicle to Frederick Hospital in Flight for Life. The unnamed victim had to be extricated and underwent surgery, according to a news release. The operator of the other truck suffered minor injuries to his hand. The 21-year-old Hetchler of Mount Pleasant also arrested for operating while intoxicated, causing great bodily harm, plus possession of marijuana and drug paraphernalia. The collision took down a traffic control standard, and all of this witnessed by a Mount Pleasant officer who was on his way to a call at the time. That fire we told you about yesterday morning in Kenosha at that multi-unit apartment building on 50th Street ended up displacing close to 60 residents. The Red Cross and Kenosha County Human Services Crisis Team members talking to those affected residents about immediate housing and other needs yesterday. How the fire began, that is still under investigation, though the Kenosha News indicates the use of stoves for heat may have been a factor. The fire did cause a lot of smoke and did reach the attic area. It appeared to begin in a second-floor apartment from where a man jumped out of a window and suffered a foot injury. That man, 38-year-old John Hutchinson, was then also later arrested for disorderly conduct and resisting after trying to get back into the building. In story after story at his funeral service on Monday, Kenosha Judge Michael Wilk was described as an even-handed, compassionate jurist who always had time for friends and family and was not afraid to lend a hand for a good community cause. Judge Wilk died last week at the age of 76 after a brief illness. His service, held before several hundred in the gym of the Boys and Girls Club, his daughter Deborah, among those who spoke to the crowd.
All these stories, I think, come together in my father's final words. His love, his patience, his optimism, his thinking more about others than himself. He said, "I love you. It's going to be okay."
Rabbi Dina Feingold said Judge Wilk was known as a careful, scholarly, and deliberate judge. His survivors include his wife Joan and his son David, David serving on the Kenosha bench alongside his father. The heroin epidemic sweeping the nation, having a tremendous impact on the tiniest victims, including those in Wisconsin. The USA Today Network in Wisconsin reviewed 5 years' worth of data from the State Department of Health Services and Children and Family Services. Between 2009 and 2014, the number of admissions to hospitals of babies born addicted to opiates rose 125%. State's worst year, 2013, 540 babies admitted to hospitals with addiction. In the 5-year period, nearly 2,400 babies were born in Wisconsin addicted to opiates. And a hit-and-run accident over the weekend leads to an 8th operating while intoxicated charge against a man from Mount Pleasant. 64-year-old Alan Lawrence arrested at his home after a crash at Highway 32 and Chicory Road late Saturday afternoon, from which he allegedly drove off. The other driver was not hurt. Police in Mount Pleasant say the collision knocked the front license plate off the offending vehicle and made it easier to find him. A preliminary hearing for Lawrence has been scheduled for next week. About 30 people attending last night's Summer's Plan Commission meeting to hear more about a proposed law enforcement training track on land owned by UW Parkside, a joint effort by Parkside and Gateway Technical College. It's for slow-speed pursuit training. Number of people who live in the area, though, concerned about a number of issues, from which officials from both schools try to ease those fears. Mark Molinaro from Partners in Design noting that there are no plans to do any kind of motorcycle training at the track, nor would it be leased to other organizations or companies for that purpose. He said it's possible the track would be leased to other agencies, but they would have to follow the same guidelines as when you have law enforcement training.
So to suggest that we're going to get someone from Lake Geneva, Illinois, elsewhere who's going to come in and conduct their own type of training on the track at speeds well in excess of what we're suggesting, or doing maneuvers that are something other than we're suggesting, creating additional sound, additional distraction, etc., isn't going to be the case, because if they don't agree to use their instructors, they're not leased the track.
You know, the Gateway's been doing this kind of training now in the parking lot of the old Dairyland Greyhound Park, which is closer to residential areas than with the proposed site at Parkside. Racine Unified School District Monday announcing a couple of proposals to set up universal start and end times for the district schools, or an option to do nothing. Elementary schools, according to the proposal, would run from 7:15 in the morning till about 2:20 in the afternoon, which would add 15 to 20 minutes to the day. Middle and K-8 schools would run from roughly 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. That would be another 21 to 35 minutes to the day. And high schools would run from about 8 in the morning till 3:40 in the afternoon. That's another 18 minutes onto the school day. Again, this is what's being proposed by Racine Unified. Fire trucks, not cheap these days, and with a 25-year-old engine needing to be replaced, the Caledonia Village Board last night approved spending over $500,000 to buy one from the E1 company out of Florida. Trustee Lee Wishaw said four bids were received on this.
The low bid came in by the vendor of E1, and we recommend approval with a prepayment of $500,000, which would save us $14,000 off the cost of this fire engine. An additional $50,000 would be paid upon delivery.
That $550,000 included in the 2016 capital budget, the board approved that last fall. Detailed planning for building a new Caledonia Village Hall can now proceed. The board last night okaying Anderson Ashton Design Builders of New Berlin for a $3.5 million facility at 4 Mile and Chester Lane, another million toward furniture and equipment, maybe even a small contingency fund left over. Trustee Wishaw was the only no vote. Among other things, he felt other architects should have at least been considered. Administrator Tom Christensen said Anderson Ashton's built municipal facilities, including the one in Rochester, as well as churches, which is kind of a similar process.
I think they're the right team. We didn't go into this blindly. We talked to people. We got references. And again, we're bidding this out, and we're going to know what the construction costs are. The fixed cost is what we're spending on Anderson Ashton. Change orders could change that. What we pay them as well. That's all built into the contract as well. But we know what that part's going to cost us.
Detailed plans for the new building would still need final Village Board approval before construction could start. The big reconstruction of Northwestern Avenue in Racine, delayed a year, is about to finally get started next week and will last until later this year. It's a $6.7 million project to go from Memorial Drive to Rapids Drive in the city. All westbound traffic's going to be closed to start, just one lane heading east. Roundabouts will replace the current intersections at Spring Street, plus High and Albert Streets. And the Brat Stop in Kenosha will be staying open. The city council last night voting to accept the recommendation of its license and permit committee not to revoke the liquor and cabaret licenses for amassing too many demerit points. WRJN.com. That is our webpage. Our newscasts are there when you want them. Look on the local news section. At WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.